This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Mexico's president responded to President Donald Trump's tariff threats with caution Friday, urging dialogue over coercive measures in the latest conflict over the country's migration policies. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The president says he'll put escalating tariffs on all Mexican imports starting next week unless Mexico does more to stop Central American migrants heading for the U.S. He says that would also stop the drug flow and warns Mexico American companies will start coming back home to avoid paying the tariffs. Asked what Mexico can do to stave off the import duties, Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it could stop and send home the migrants.
That would be a very big first step.
The president has backed off past demands to Mexico, such as when he threatened to close the southern border 2 months ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Americans will likely feel the effect of the tax that President Trump says the U.S. will impose on goods from Mexico. As AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, everything from tomatoes to tequilas to pickup trucks could be more expensive.
At least three things Americans really like will almost certainly cost more if President Trump goes through with his plan to tax imports from Mexico. Food, beer, and SUVs. That trip to Chipotle and the Chevy Blazer you're planning to buy? Pricier. The SUVs made in Mexico. The tomatoes and avocados many of us eat come from Mexico, too. Chipotle shares fell before the market opened Friday morning. GM got hammered, too. It makes pickups and SUVs in Mexico and imports more vehicles than any other American automaker. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump's threatened tariffs against Mexico sent stock prices down on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing the week in negative territory. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomb attack Friday targeted a foreign military convoy in Kabul, killing at least four Afghan civilians and wounding four American soldiers. The U.S. military confirmed the attack in the Afghan capital and said the service members received minor injuries. It did not give further details. The Taliban took responsibility for the bombing on a busy road linking Kabul to the eastern city of Jalalabad, saying a suicide bomber had detonated his explosives-packed car near the foreign military convoy. The UN Refugee Agency says it has evacuated 149 refugees and asylum seekers from the Libyan capital of Tripoli and brought them to safety in Italy. The UNHCR transported the evacuees to a site near Rome. They hailed from Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, and Ethiopia, and included 65 children, 13 of which were younger than a year old. The refugee agency said the evacuees had spent months in grave conditions in detention centers in Tripoli. The UNHCR chief of mission in Libya, Jean-Paul Cavalieri, said that many of those evacuated Thursday suffered from malnourishment. They were to receive food, clothing, and medical care, then were to be transported to Norway with help from the International Organization for Migration. U.S. officials are touting a measurable decrease in the number of U.S. troops in Syria, though they continue to refuse to say just how many troops remain in the country. The director of the Pentagon's Defeat IS Task Force, Chris Meyer, told reporters that U.S. force numbers will continue to draw down as conditions continue to, we hope, improve. Meyer's comments late Thursday came just over a week after the U.S. Special Representative for Syria, Ambassador James Jeffrey, told lawmakers the number of troops in Syria was considerably fewer than it was in December, when President Donald Trump first announced forces there would be coming home. Pentagon officials say they continue to operate in Syria without any set timeline for pulling out the remaining troops. June 1st marks the beginning of hurricane season in the United States, and the National Hurricane Center is predicting at least 9 to 15 named storms. The center says 4 to 8 of the storms could become hurricanes, with 2 to 4 of them major storms, with winds in excess of 179 kilometers per hour. Neil Jacobs is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The information that we're getting through the forecast models is increasingly accurate. And when they issue watches and warnings, that's the time to take action. But the time to prepare is now.
Hurricane season runs until November 30th. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.